Andrea Naranjo is a psychologist at the Santa Rosa Community Health Center, where her work is informed by a research project she did in 2014 for her doctorate in psychology.
I did a study where I looked at specifically Latino mental health literacy, and we found that Latino mental health literacy is even lower than that of the general population.
That wasn't entirely unexpected, she says, but it is important.
There's one study that looked at the health literacy of five different cultures, and they found that Latinos had the worst health literacy of those five. And health literacy is directly connected to health outcomes. So if we're not understanding basic health concerns, it's going to be harder to treat.
This is a problem for the general population as well. But Naranjo found a high correlation between her subjects' language skills and their understanding of mental health issues.
We compared monolingual Spanish-speaking people to people that also were Latino but were either bilingual or only speak English. Those that were less acculturated, when we were asking them about medication, they were treating more of the symptoms of depression. So maybe a sleeping pill might be helpful for this person, or some vitamins, or something to help them with their physical pain that they're feeling, like Advil. As opposed to the English speakers or the bilingual individuals, they were saying, let's treat the depression as a whole. And so they were saying more like antidepressants or other type of medication.
This becomes acutely significant alongside another sobering statistic, the high incidence of suicide attempts among teenage Latinas.
Latina teens have the highest rate of suicide in any group of teenagers. For most other cultures, it's between 8 to 11% of teens who have attempted suicide. And for Latina teens, it's 15%. So it's significantly higher. And what a lot of the research around that is saying is that it's mostly because of that acculturation piece.
Naranjo says her study has also suggested how she and her fellow practitioners can more effectively interact with their patients at the clinic.
When I'm seeing my patients in the clinic, I'm finding that I'm having a conversation with them about their treatment options, or I'm saying, hey, this is depression, this isn't just normal stress, or this is PTSD or whatever other mental illness, and they're not really recognizing that. They're not understanding what the symptoms are, that this is even a disorder. So I think just awareness for us to gauge where the patient is at so that we can tailor those conversations depending on the patient's health literacy and to allow them to ask questions, to bring in a support person.
At the same time, she adds, the growing acculturation is gradually increasing mental health literacy at the community level.
Specifically in the Latino community, we tend to be a little bit more quiet about personal family issues when we're struggling like this. So we'll talk to family members or friends before we go and seek professional help with acculturation. And as people have more encounters with people that do have mental health challenges, mental health literacy does increase. So by having family members and the general community knowing a little bit more about these issues, they can recommend things that are going to be helpful.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.